Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Thursday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. That is the capital of Virginia, in case you didn't know that. And Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if that's your thing, go to CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. I'm joined by Jason William, I believe, Bishop.
Is it Friday yet?
It's close. We're getting there.
Right.
We're making our way towards a Friday.
Okay.
John Paul Flame also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Eric
Cakes.
Bickle.
Cakesy.
Here, too.
Good morning. How are you?
That is your Junks foursome. All four here, present.
Still drinking
and accounted for.
The terrible black coffee. Oh, it gives you nasty breath.
You clearly hate coffee. I don't understand why. If you hate it so much, I don't understand why you're still
consuming
it.
Well, I need the caffeine, and I think it's better for you than sugar. And I think the diet drinks are terrible for you, too, at the end of the day. I mean, I drink them, but I think they're terrible for you. I think this is probably the best thing for you, black coffee.
You may just want to explore other options.
What other options are there?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's pretty much, I think I've exhausted it.
I was watching Bill Belichick on ESPN yesterday. Mm-hmm. I guess he's going to be part of the draft coverage for the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised me for a guy that's a grinder and works 18 hours a day.
He doesn't drink
no coffee.
A lot of guys do that.
I'm not a coffee guy.
Doesn't he also claim he's never had a cup of coffee? Isn't that his bit?
Might be true.
Never had a cup of coffee ever. Never even tried it?
I think I went
in the 70s.
Largely probably 40 plus years without coffee, but maybe in the last 10 years or so.
I was going to say most people in their 70s, I would think they've at least tried it.
Yeah. I would think.
I'm gonna have
a sip for Bill right now.
Well, you're not a coffee guy.
I've tried energy shots. I've tried it.
I've had probably less than a quarter of a cup of coffee in my whole life.
Yeah. You're not missing anything. It tastes terrible. I do think it gives you a little pick me up.
I think it's kind of silly.
I think it's an acquired taste.
It is.
And I've fully acquired.
I've been trying to acquire it for about 10 days now.
Yeah.
And
it's just not your thing.
It's nasty. But it is good for you, so I'm doing it. I feel like it's good for you.
Have you tried the iced yet?
One time.
Did you like the iced coffee? The bite's not as harsh.
I felt maybe it was a smidge easier to consume. I'll agree with that. I thought it was a smidge easier to consume.
This is what I would suggest.
Yeah.
Is getting, next time you're at the grocery, you pick up the Dunkin' cold brew coffee. And you bring it into the fridge here.
That doesn't have any sugar in it?
That has no sugar in it. Uh-huh. Get the ones with no sugar. It's just in a bottle. And you just set it in there. And it's in the fridge. And every time you roll in, you take your cup, put some ice in it, and just pour it in there.
Maybe I'll try it.
EB's probably going to want to stay away. We got sent a gift box from Caliber Coffee.
No, I want to try it.
Thank you to them. No, what I'm saying is, in that gift box, there was a bag of extra dark coffee, like super intense coffee. Like,
I don't think that would be
my thing. That's probably not for you. That's more for me.
I like the smell.
That's my speed.
Yeah.
I like the smell, sort of the aroma of the coffee you and your wife like.
Yeah.
It was like a toffee or whatever.
Yeah, butter toffee. It's very English.
But I didn't feel like it really tasted like toffee. It just kind of smelled like it.
Yeah.
So it tasted kind of like nasty coffee.
Okay. My wife uses a lot of sugar-free creamer. If you're
I could do stevia, I think.
If you're anti- sugar.
I'm not anti-sugar. I adore sugar. All I want to do is have sex with sugar. But I'm trying to limit the sugar.
I go into the Harris Teeter and I'll go to the coffee creamer section. And it's like 8 feet long now.
Yeah.
And Coffee Mate has like 20 different zero sugar flavors. And I'm like, do I want cinnamon roll in my coffee? Or do I want French vanilla?
Right.
Do I want Italian cream? I mean, there's just so many options to pick.
There's just so many chemicals, and they're not great for you either.
Hey, whatever.
What about this? You seem like a prime candidate for espresso shots.
Because my boys do that with Buca.
I was a good candidate.
That's what my Italian guys do.
Well, this is alcohol free, but an espresso shot. Because if you hate the 16-ounce tumbler full of black coffee, but you still want the energy of it.
I think you're onto something.
Just do a shot
like
of
Lurch does.
But it's not the energy shot. It's your coffee shot.
I got it. Well, how do I get that? Can you make it like without a special machine? I think you need
a special machine.
Yeah, you need to get that.
I mean, I have that.
Can you do one in the morning before you go?
Probably. And just kinda... Didn't our agent give us a machine, an espresso machine?
Yeah, I get sized for it.
He did. Yeah,
I have JP's at the house.
I re-gifted that.
You did?
I did. Yeah, maybe that was a big mistake.
Right.
Maybe that was a just big misstep by your pal over here.
I mean, doesn't your mouth right now just taste nasty? Like,
I mean, it doesn't feel fresh like I just brushed my teeth, obviously.
Doesn't it feel nasty? Just be honest.
What, am I smooching Mar back here?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, doesn't it feel nasty?
It's okay. If you're a coffee drinker, just embrace it.
Yeah.
Just embrace that and the fact it's gonna stain your choppers.
Well, that's the other thing I don't need.
You certainly don't need that.
Yeah, but sugar's not great for your teeth either.
Sugar's terrible for my teeth.
So it's a counterbalance.
Yeah. Listen, I love sugar. The whole point is to reduce my craving for sugar throughout the day. It has done that. And by the way, you guys can't notice because you guys are guys, and you wouldn't even notice if I came in here and I was painted purple. You wouldn't even notice it. My skin's definitely a little bit, my face a little bit less inflamed. I look a little bit moneyer in the face.
I mean, how would we ever notice that?
You wouldn't notice it because you guys are guys.
I mean, what are the?
So that's my 6:07 a.m. term.
My face is not as bloated.
What is the empirical evidence that you have?
I can tell. Okay. My face is not as bloated.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
Did Dina say something to you about it? Or
no,
is just something
I noticed
you
it
know?
Myself. I noticed. I look in the mirror and I went.
And it's less inflamed. Why?
There's not as much sugar. I'm not consuming as much sugar.
Got it.
That's the whole point, Cake. The whole point of me torturing myself is trying to limit my sugar. But I'm at probably 10% of the sugar I normally have. And normally I'm a big bloated Santa Claus. And I'm trying to get rid of that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're trying to make improvements.
Everyone's trying to get better themselves.
Sure.
All right. So, Valdez, speaking of sugar, Scotty Scheffler doesn't eat sugar either.
Oh, he's anti-sugar?
I don't know.
I'm just making that up. Probably hasn't had a carb in years.
It's just my segue.
I like the transition, though.
I love sugar.
What's the latest on the story that Scottie Scheffler went to the bar after the Masters?
Well, Valdez has it at the top of the outline. He feels
Mr.
like
Mr. Bickle called him a phoner.
Yeah, No. I asked a question.
I don't know.
And if you go to the segment, I actually said I don't believe he is.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead. Okay. But what happened? I don't know the story.
Well, you asked if he was a phony because he talked about leaving the Masters.
He flew right away, and then we didn't know if there was some debate whether or not he went home or not, or he talked to his wife on the phone.
Well, his wife drove him to the bar and went inside with him.
So she was with him.
Yeah. She had a Heineken
and
Zero.
She was drinking cocktails.
With a big baby in her belly.
Yeah.
Virgin cocktails.
That actually makes more sense. That's why I said I don't believe he's a phony.
All right.
I was thrown by the whole thing.
I just think it's funny.
Unless I get an endorsement for such product, I have a hard time thinking I'll ever drink a non-alcoholic beer.
Well, if you're the designated driver.
Maybe when you're older, if you're 74.
Possibly.
Eventually develop a problem with alcohol. And then maybe you would.
Yeah, if I become a full-blown addict. Yeah.
I feel like non-alcoholic beers are on the rise.
Oh, really? They're hot.
Yeah.
They're hot now.
And I know in New York, they're actually opening up sober bars.
Okay, well, that sounds weird.
It's like an oxymoron
to me.
That
sounds like a weird concept. But
that's the new hot thing in all these trendy cities like New York. Is they're having a bar open and you're paying $18 for a alcoholless cocktail.
Oh, so I've got for mocktails?
Yeah, mocktails.
I'm going to go in and pay $20 for a mocktail. No,
funny
thank
you. Say
you.
That. My wife, she gets all these allergic reactions. She likes mocktails.
The glow.
Well, more than the glow, she can't breathe. She breaks out in hives. She gets all these things.
I mock mocktails. Give me the C. Give me the cocktail.
Yeah, you want the C. Yeah, I know you do.
I want that C at the front of my
Yeah, I bet you do.
The front of my cocktail.
You do, bro.
No M's.
I always suspect
give me the
extra
C's.
Big straw.
Yeah, yeah. I always suspect it.
Give me all the straws, please.
But can you imagine spending that? That's what gets me is that even, it doesn't have to be a trendy bar, but you go out and they do have a virgin list or a non-alcoholic list for mocktails, and you're still spending $16 for the concoction.
That's absurd.
You're getting a juice drink.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
If I want a juice drink, I'll get a smoothie somewhere. I don't need to go get a fake cocktail.
Talking about sugar.
I'll get a tropical smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, tropical smoothie. If they brought in like a four-pack of their big, gigantic smoothies, I know EB wouldn't have one. I would take his home, too. Just drink all the sugar.
I mean, who doesn't like a smoothie?
I love
a smoothie, but it's not something that I.
By the way, remember when we were talking about Scheffler, you know, accepting the green jacket with Nance and Fred Ridley and Butler Cabin.
Fred Ridley, the amateur, and we
talked about how he was looking over to the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Well, he did address why he was looking strangely at the teleprompter.
What was the reason?
Well, he said he was so nervous that he was looking at the teleprompter because then he knew when he was going to talk.
Oh, okay.
Because
he didn't want awkward silence.
So I guess Nance was reading off the teleprompter as well.
Yeah.
And reading the notes for, his name was Shipley, right? Neil Shipley?
Yeah.
Shipley.
So then Shipley knew when Nance was done, I guess there was a cue that Shipley would talk. So that's why he was looking
I'd
over
love
there. He,
to
was,
have a teleprompter.
He said he was basically so nervous that he was looking at the teleprompter nowhere and he was going to talk.
Can you get a teleprompter in here with the quickness and just type your zings into me and then I can just read right off the teleprompter? That's the dream.
Hey, speaking of the Masters, did you see the number it pulled? It came out like two days ago.
I heard it was low, very low.
It was very low. Yeah. It was down 20% from last year.
I mean, their golf numbers have just been low year.
Mm-hmm. I know, but a lot of people, they said that early in the year it was because, well, the tournaments aren't as exciting. The personalities are all on LIV. But now you have the LIV guys and the PGA guys in the Masters. You don't have divided tour.
Is anybody surprised that when a dullard robot like Scheffler is leading, that people aren't that intrigued, aren't that interested?
I know, but it was. There was a tournament until after 12.
There was a four-way tie for
until Scheffler finished 15. It was kind of anyone's tournament,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not like it was a complete runaway.
I think it's just lack of Tiger. The Tiger just basically being gone now.
It's very weird because we mentioned this before that there's
participation is at an all-time high.
Yeah, golf is having like a second renaissance post-Tiger.
Totally. That's why my buddy sold two of his clubs.
And, you know, people are playing.
Get out at the right time.
People are
playing
but,
like crazy.
But they're not watching.
What were they doing on Sunday?
Not watching.
This is what women's basketball is going to experience next year, and the WNBA draft next year. It's going to go.
It's going to go off
50%.
Yeah. The WNBA draft set a record, 2.5 million viewers.
Yeah, it was off the charts. Because of one player.
They had 35,000 people watching Indiana Fever's stream of Caitlin Clark's presser yesterday.
Right.
Right.
It's nuts.
That's ridiculous.
I have to say, so everyone was criticizing Greg Doyle for his comments, and I didn't want to watch it because I just didn't want to cringe, but I read it a million times. It didn't sound like it was totally, it was awkward.
If you watched it, it was kind of cringy.
It didn't sound, definitely cringy, but it didn't sound like he was like flirting with her. Did you think he was flirting with her?
Well, for those that don't know, he asked her about how she makes the heart to her family, and she said, "You like that." He then said,
"Hi, there you go. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch."
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You like that? Every game, so.
Okay, well, let's cool. Start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So
That's a little weird.
That was just a throwaway.
He was just
comment.
Trying to be funny.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think he was flirting.
How many times
with
have we
her?
Had Doyle on the show? A bunch of times, right?
I'm not a huge fan of his.
Right, but we've had him on the show,
he's
right?
He's been on a show a million times.
Almost let me guess why you're not a fan.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason is he destroyed Gary like 20 years ago.
Oh, did
he? And I'll never forgive him for it.
Kind of like Colin Cowherd destroyed my guy John Wall for doing the Dougie.
Yeah, we destroyed Gary.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm allowed to do that. I live here. I know.
I know, but you're killing him for doing something that we did ourselves.
I think more cringy is when he goes, "I like that you're here." Then he goes, "I like that you're here." He's,
you know, just got no zing game. He's got no zing game.
He's definitely.
Well, that's what it is.
He's definitely.
He's just not a funny dude.
He's a different guy.
That's correct.
He's a different guy.
He's trying to.
He made it about himself by doing the heart thing. Like it's just it's weird.
He's an attention whore.
I mean, we've had him on the show before. But that was
we've
a weird
on the show a bunch of times. I've never been a huge fan.
Like, she handled it
Did
perfectly.
We have him on the show to talk about Wentz?
Maybe at some point.
I think that's when that's the last
we've
time.
We've had him on a lot.
He's no, been I know, on but the, I think the last 15, time. 20 times over the years, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
He was trying to but make that, it all he, about himself. That's
he,
what it was.
He made
right.
himself look
But I don't
look
think he was trying to flirt with
no,
her.
No, no, no.
That's what, like Portnoy said, he was being a pervert.
I think this the part where he said, "You do that to me, we're just fine." That sounded to me flirty. Flirty and kind of creepy.
It was definitely creepy. I don't know if the intention. I think.
Attention-y.
The intention isn't to flirt, but it was
it
very
It came
creepy.
Off weird.
Yeah. It came off creepy.
I agree.
And he's got to be 35 years older than Caitlin Clark, right?
Yeah, that's
how old
I don't
is Caitlin
think...
Clark? 22 or 23 years old.
I don't think he's flirting.
Probably.
With her. I honestly don't.
He's on the borderline of it. He drove right up to the border of it of flirting.
Maybe he is.
It seems like he has he might have creepy tendencies.
I think he's just a weirdo.
He's just a weird dude.
I would describe him as a weirdo. For sure.
As awful.
I follow his work. And most times I shake my head. To be honest with
a lot
you.
Of head shaking.
Yes.
I don't really follow his work, but that was weird.
Yeah.
Well, without a doubt.
He's just not a funny dude. He's unfunny.
That's correct.
Not funny. He's definitely
You're
not
very
funny.
Correct on
socially
that.
Awkward. Maybe socially awkward.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
the Rom of sports writers, apparently. Actually, Rom's funnier. Rom's way funnier, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he would,
EB's not sold.
But if he was in that press conference, he would have said something stupid too.
Absolutely.
Rom would have pulled his ass cheek out.
Yeah, he would have said, "Are you gonna wear number 21?
And it would have been funnier. Definitely would have been funnier than Greg Doyle. All right, coming up on an open line Thursday, we've got a lot of Caps talk because they are facing the Rangers. I was unaware of the schedule until Jason hipped me to it about 15 minutes ago. Puck drop in New York City, 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Correct.
So you have your plans set for 3 p.m. Sunday.
I think everybody should.
Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals will join us coming up at 8:45. We'll talk more Caps with Alan May from Monumental Sports Network. He'll be on the show at 9:20 for the Junks. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.